inside the place. You are now locked into Radio Panic 105.4, Belgium's finest. Inside. Big shouts out to the Ice On.
Logan, welcome.
Yes, yes.
Second time in Belgium.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, let's go once again. Logan, can you quickly once again introduce yourself? Where do you come from, and why did you start to do music actually?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so Logan, Northwest London. Why I started doing music? I started producing in 2002. When I was in year 7, I started producing Fruity Loops. I started MCing shortly after that. Cut a long story short, I started running track and field athletics in 2007. Mm-hmm. When I left school, I got quite good at that. So I did that until 2014 when I got injured. Done my Achilles tendon, so I had to stop, take time out. And then while I was taking time out, I thought, oh, let me get back to doing music. Yeah. And then I started sending songs out to a couple of DJs. I got a shout from DJ Blitz from Mode FM, mm-hmm, in 2016. Okay. So that was my first radio set, yeah.
Okay, good. You were very active this year on radio set, freestyle session. What did you get from these sessions actually?
What do you mean?
Did you meet new people? Did you meet new DJs, new producers? Did you had more, I don't know, feedback from...
Just in general?
I mean, like, these past two months, something like this.
Past two months. Have I met... I'm trying to think now, you know. So much sets, yeah, I forget. I don't think I've met anyone new. If I have, I'm sorry. But I don't think I've met anyone new. It's just the same faces, same old MCs, same DJs. Yeah.
We've just heard actually like a few seconds ago, Vital, produced by Yama and Mezu.
Yes.
How did you get in touch with them?
So, Mezu, we was in contact on Instagram for a while. We just never met up. And then one time, it was during the Lord of the Mics period, I was in studio with Funky D and a few other artists. And then I went to the shop. And while I was going to the shop, some guy was just like, oh, Logan. And I was just like, oh, who's this? And then he was like, oh, it's Mezu. And I was like, oh, there wasn't actually in the studio next door. So when I went into the studio, and then I just met them then. So it was like, I met them 2019, March. And then just from then, we just said, yeah, let's get some work done.
Okay, so you fall in love with the instrumentals?
Yeah. So the other song I sent you, Too Serious, that was the first instrument. So I walked in on them making that. And then I was like, yeah, I like this. Okay. So, yeah, but dubstep producers, grime dubstep producers.
Has been released today, yesterday, something like this?
It's not been released yet. So that's a part of the EP. Okay. So those two songs are part of the EP. So I finalized the EP last week. So sent off for mastering. So hopefully EP should be out March.
Okay.
Like what? Too Serious.
Five, six tracks, something like that?
Six tracks. Yes.
Can we know more about
other
producers or...
Yama and Mezu.
Okay.
Every single one of them, Yama and Mezu, yeah.
You only as MC or...?
Me only. Jesus. Yeah.
Okay. You didn't want to share the cake.
Yeah, I did. I was supposed to get a feature from Killer P, but...
A bit busy,
and then all that stuff, so... Go get him for the remix.
Why did you get involved in Lord of the Mics? Did you enjoy this experience?
Did I enjoy the experience?
More or less.
Yes, at the beginning when it was announced as a part of Lord of the Mics. Yeah, that was good. But then during it was just long because obviously Ghostly pulling out and all that jazz. That was just long, and then I had a week to flip my bars and all that stuff, so that was just long. I did it because it's Lord of the Mics. I grew up on it.
Yeah.
So, and in grime, it's almost like one of the biggest things you could sort of do in grime, well, on the clashing side. But yes, I've done that, and it's good promo and all that stuff.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. After our first session, yes, you finally met Ghostly on a radio session. How did he react? By the way, did you apologize to you regarding our?
Yeah, we spoke. You know, it was at a set. I saw him the first time. It was at a set. Locked Off. It was the other day in Peckham Rye, and the set started at 10, finished at 11. He came at like 10:45, and then he was spitting normal. I was just standing there, and then when he just before he stopped, he called my name, and I was thinking, "Ah, here we go again." And then, so we actually did a little clash, but then we went back and forth, and then he just walked off like halfway through his lyrics, and then it was just weird. And outside, he was like, "Oh yeah, man, I've got a problem with you," and I was like, "Well, you keep sending for me, innit?" So yeah, I was just like, "Yeah," I said, "But we've got no problems. We've got no problems. So we're cool.
Okay."
We're cool.
What happened on the Kiss Grimix Christmas special? I've watched the set, and to be honest, I felt embarrassed a few times during the set regarding the disrespectful attitude of a lot of MCs. Can you tell us more about the
It was just a mess, as you can see. It was just so Rude Kid. Apparently, well, he sent out the invitation to 30 MCs, something like that, but they ended up being 150 people. The link got leaked or something, but yeah, it was just off. Like, basically, so all the people that was acting out of character were MCs that are not usually on the MC circuit. Nah. So yeah, none of us that are usually on the circuit was acting out of characters. All the other guys was just hungry for the mic. Everyone's just fighting for the mic. It was bad. Like, the video looks good to what happened.
No.
The video looks good. Okay. That's what I'm saying. It was bad. It was worse when you did, because it had to get stopped like 3 or 4 times. Then they nearly stopped it halfway through.
Wow.
And then the amount of MCs that got invited didn't get to spit, and probably didn't even want to spit because the vibe was just rubbish.
Never again.
You know it is. Not like, grafted for 3-4 years now, so it's like, at the beginning, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that, but nah, it's just like, now it's just like, no. Okay. It's 2020 now, man. Can't be doing that.
Get that. You've collaborated with Funky D and Ted Dixon. Yes. On the track Dungeon.
Yes.
Do you think that the next one to blow up, actually?
Do you
think that Ted Dixon, for instance, is the next one, let's say, on the ground? Funky D is here for a long time, but
Ten gets a lot of he gets the acknowledgement from all the older lot. So like, I know Jamie was retweeting his stuff a year ago, 2 years ago. Obviously, he's on Lord of the Mics, so Jammer knows him. Obviously, I think he's done a collaboration with Wiley now, or been going to sets with Wiley. But Ten Dixon, like all the older guys, he's got the acknowledgement for them, so. He's got ideas, it's just whether he patterns it properly, isn't it? Yeah.
April 24th at Fabric. Are you guessed? The lineup is mental.
April 24th at Fabric.
Yeah. You've retweeted. Apparently, you're part of it. You will host it with jams.
Yeah, I'm there. And I was just thinking, what the hell is that? Yeah. I'm there. Yeah. So that's good. That was that's put together by Sim.
The lineup is mental. On three rooms.
Yeah,
just,
it's crazy. Wow. Yeah, so it's crazy. Yes, I'm gassed for that. So that's like more of a dubstep.
Yeah,
that's what I'm sort of trying to do a bit more as well, dubstep, because it just works, the yard man style, the way I MC and the dubstep beats and all that, it just works a bit better. And it's nice to get a little break from the grime sometime.
Yeah.
It's get a little break, especially when people act like the Rude Kid set. It's just like, oh.
Yeah. Okay. I saw that you've met the legend, Dirty Goods. Shall we expect a collaboration soon?
Hopefully. That would be an ideal collaboration. Yeah, I got to meet him at the Grind for Corbin event, Sharky Major put on. It was in December or November, I can't even remember. But yeah, I got to meet him. We spoke for about 15 minutes. But yeah, hopefully a collaboration will come out of it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that
contact was good then.
Yeah. He showed love. He's a nice, humble guy, man.
He seems to be more and more active, actually.
Yeah. Recently, yeah.
Seems to be back. I hope so. Okay. What's the next collab in 2020?
Next collab? You see me, yeah, I don't really look for collabs like that. I'm not against them, but it's just that
it's you.
You know, it's just waiting. You know, it's some artists are just long. It's just always this long trying to get them. Sometimes, obviously, life and all that and work and all that, but some artists are just long. So it's like, I'd rather just put out the song, man. If I've got a song and I pull it out, I can't wait. Okay. I can't wait. But hopefully, yeah, I was talking to Sub earlier. Said we'd get a collaboration done, so we'll get something done this year. It's overdue anyway, but I don't know. I just make the music as it comes, so.
Yeah. Okay. What's your next gig?
When's the next gig? So February, I'm in on 14th of Valentine's Day. I'm in Manchester. Mm-hmm. I'm in Manchester. That's another like dubstep night. And then on the 27th, I'm in Scotland with Czar. So that's like another grime dubstep night. But yeah, I'm just trying to be active, just trying to be busy, man.
Yes, you know who it is. It's the Big Cam Dog, aka the Weatherman, aka Kamikaze, out here in Brussels at Panic Radio with my G, Ice on Selector, for all about grime. Trust me.
Listen up.
Yeah.